What about her?
He was a member of the state legislature.
His wife, a member of Pike County, well, Native of Pike County.
Yeah, my grandmother. Now, this was on my father's side. I knew more about my father's people because of our grandmothers having lived with us all the years. Mm-hmm. She was, they were rather wealthy, and my grandmother was real aristocratic, you know, and put great store by family.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother's grandparents?
My mother's people, I knew my grandfather, and he was a gentleman farmer. Mm-hmm. But I never knew my grandmother. She died in the flu epidemic of 1918, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you. What did your father do? Your mother.
My father was a farmer. Mm-hmm. From the time, you know, when I was 5 years old, and we moved to the country. Mm-hmm. Before that, he had a service station, a filling station, they called him at that time, in a garage in Troy. Mm-hmm.
How far in school did he go? What kind of schools did he go to?
He completed high school. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you lived in Pike County all your life. You ever traveled any? Can you tell me about when you traveled, some of the places you traveled, and about some of those places?
Yes, I have traveled quite a bit. This has been since I've been married. I think before my marriage, I probably never went any further than Montgomery, Alabama, which is 50 miles north, or probably Andalusia, which is approximately the same distance south. The first long trip I ever made was on my honeymoon, and to think now it's not even long.
Where'd you go?
I went to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. First time I had ever seen the Gulf in all my life. Quite an experience. Oh, but since that time, we'll get on with that. We have, when the children were growing up, we tried to make it once or twice a year to make a trip with them in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. We did take them to Nassau, to the Bahamas. We made two trips there. And usually when we travel, we like to take them to something historical or of interest. We decide maybe we would go to Baton Rouge and let them see the capital there, and to New Orleans, or different places that...
Baton Rouge, the capital
of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And,
where else in the South? You mentioned you traveled. What other states besides Alabama in the South have you been in?
Well, all of the southern states. And, into Mexico. I've been to Mexico twice. Now I have never traveled in the Northeast or in the West. I have been to Europe. I've been to England. And,
been in most of the big cities in Alabama, the largest.
Right.
Which ones have you?
In Alabama, we're Birmingham, Mobile, and Montgomery, and Huntsville, and Atlanta.
What about any other cities in that state?
Oh, yes. Savannah. Savannah is lovely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Jacksonville, Florida, but it's just south of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, of Savannah.
Savannah's in what state now?
Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're trying to get these sounds. Oh, what about, our daughter lived in North Carolina for a while. She and her husband, we would travel up and visit with them in Raleigh. In South Carolina, we'd stop along the way.
What about in South Carolina would you stop?
Oh, Charleston, Greenville.
In North Carolina, did you ever visit the Biltmore home?
No, I didn't.
That's a nice place. If you're there again, go over and visit that. Where have you ever been in any other states in the South?
Yes, Virginia. We went to New Year's and we went to...
Did you get up to see the nation's capital there?
No, never been to the capital.